Islamist terror attack in Ireland, a question of when, not if, claims security specialist. By Virginia Hale on May 7, 2019. Authorities in Ireland are nowhere near prepared to deal with an Islamist attack against its people. An expert has warned after national police recently launched efforts to stop radicalization through increasing diversity. Former Chief Petty Officer in the Irish Navy Eamon Dolan, who now works training 3- and 4-man teams to protect ships against attacks from Somali pirates and other threats, said the population of Ireland is a target for extremists. Training and recruitment manager at the private maritime security company, Alfard, Dolan told local media he feared for his homeland safety after traveling from Sri Lanka to take part in a march at which 1,500 retired members of the Irish Defence Forces staged a protest against crisis-level pay and conditions. Having been in Sri Lanka and witnessed the recent terrorism atrocities unfold where churches, hotels, and roadside bombs targeted mainly Christian communities, and having seen the unbelievably professional response of counter-terrorism units, I can tell you that we in Ireland are targets for extremists, he told the Irish Examiner. As a security expert, I can also tell you we're not ready, in Ireland. Our reservists are also being depleted and it's a question of when, not if, we are targeted, he said. But law enforcement officials in Ireland had previously claimed that underrepresentation of third world migrant populations amongst officers in the country was like a ticking time bomb that could encourage people to radicalize, suggesting that a lack of ethnic diversity in its workforce could lead to an explosion in our community sooner than we might have ever imagined. Breitbart London reported last month on moves by the Gardaí, Irish police, to allow hijabs as part of its uniform, as part of a bid to encourage more diverse candidates to join the force. The Gardaí Representative Association, GRA, which represents 12,000 rank-and-file police officers in Ireland, stated last year, if ethnic minorities are marginalized or disenfranchised, history shows us they will retreat and extremists will take over, leading to the type of social chaos we have seen in many cities across Europe in recent times. The Islamic State's recent defeat in Syria has seen Ireland join other EU nations that have absorbed huge numbers of immigrants in being faced with the question of what to do with migrants who fought with the jihadi terror group but who hold Irish passports.